Welcome to the Inside Mommy Athletics Podcast, where we bring you the pulse of the Panthers' athletic scenes.
And I'm your host, Jeremy Schneider. Thanks for tuning in. We're taking a break from the in-depth interviews this week to highlight the opening games for Maumee's boys and girls basketball teams. The girls jumped right into the Northern Buckeye Conference, putting a running clock on the board and smoking Otsego 61-22. After the boys dropped their opener to a tough Toledo Christian squad, the Panthers got their first win under new coach TJ Gillespie by pushing Woodward all over the court in a 70-47 win. Let's take a little bit of a deeper dive into the games for both teams. I'd heard it through the last few weeks about this press the girls are going to be putting in, and I thought, finally, this team was built to put a press to good use with fast, smart players like Lucy Porter, Taylor Smith, and Izzy Yancey. I've been waiting for the day that Porter and Smith could just be turned loose and cause some havoc. And boy, did they ever against the Knights. Maumee got out to a quick 12-2 run before an Otsego timeout, but the Panthers didn't stop there. They forced 24 turnovers, including 19 steals, and they scored 29 points off those turnovers. If you're Coach Raphael Soler, you couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Yeah, of course, there's still things we got to fix, right? There's always those first game jitters. But, you know, we got after it. They did everything we were asking them to do. It was a lot of things, right, that we had all put in. We didn't know how it was going to go. It was all new stuff, yeah. And it was working really well today. Very happy with it. But, again, if we want to go where we want to go, we've got a lot of things to work on still.
While Porter, Smith, Rain Hurt, and Charlie Bischoff were harassing the guards, Yancey played the back of the press to perfection. She had 5 steals, and I bet she forced a bad pass on twice as many possessions. If I'm a coach on Maumee's schedule this year, I woke up Saturday morning and immediately started working on a press break. Now listen, I know it's only one game, but mark me down as a believer that this press can help lead Maumee right into the thick of an NBC title race.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they're having fun with it. They're working hard, and it's turning into a lot of transition points, right, which is always fun. They're doing a great job of, you know, counteracting that with, as soon as, you know, we get steals and everything, everybody's running, right? We're running, everybody wants to score. Everybody wants to pass. Everybody wants to do, you know, those things in transition. So it's like, if you want to do that, here's the work you got to put in.
Right.
Right? So just that mentality, that's, you know, what Coach Kieran brought over with that and how we've coached it and how we've kind of tweaked it a little bit. Has been amazing. I think one of the biggest things, you know, that goes unnoticed is that back person in that zone press. Izzy Yancey, you know, does an amazing job of reading where that ball is going and where she needs to be as that back of the zone. So it's just all around, you know, again, we're just hopefully going to keep getting better and better at it. But yeah, it's a big, big tool in our arsenal right now.
On offense, Porter and Smith proved to be a lethal 1-2 punch, both scoring 19 points. Those two play so well together, it's a lot of fun to watch. Opposing coaches will have to pick their poison in the game plan to stop either one, because you're not going to stop them both. Or I guess you can just admit they're going to get theirs and wait for the running clock. The one area that did concern me was on the glass. The Panthers will need to do a better job on the boards against tougher teams on their schedule, and that's something even Coach Soler admitted after the game.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of deflection, loose ball things. I think we were boxing out, and, you know, I'll have to watch film again, you know, but I think we were in the right positions. I think it's now just finishing it, right? It's going up and getting the ball above your opponent, right? Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing, because you don't see it, you know, in scrimmages, you know, people get after it and everything, but until you're actually playing in a game, I think that's when everybody goes, you know, they're absolute 110%,
sure.
Right? So I don't think we haven't seen that yet.
Right.
So we're going to show that in film. We're going to go over it and just, because that's got to be, you know, with our size, that's got to be a mentality that we have. It's rebounding is a mentality. It's getting in front of everybody, right, boxing out and then going and getting it. So, again, I think we're in the right spots. You know, that Otsego team, they crashed the boards hard.
Yeah, they
right?
did.
They do. And so, I mean, that's not taking away anything from them. But, yeah, we got to be better rebounders.
I was really intrigued when I saw the Panthers boys opening against Toledo Christian. The Eagles are routinely one of the best small school teams in Northwest Ohio, and they'd certainly provide a huge test for Maumee in its first game under TJ Gillespie. And handed to Maumee, it weathered a couple of early flurries from Toledo Christian. Midway through the second quarter, Ben Kubitz hit a long jumper to bring the Panthers within 23-22. From there, though, it was all Eagles. They closed the half on a 10-2 run, and a 24-11 scoring edge in the third sealed the deal. Gillespie was happy, though, to see the fight his players put up throughout the game.
Oh, we have some fight. You know, we never gave up. We were down a lot pretty early. We have some fight. We have some guys that can play. We missed a couple opportunities, but I like the way that we got downhill. Our bigs played pretty well. We just had matchup issues at the end of the day. But I think we'll be okay moving forward. We just got to get back to the film room, learn from it, and move forward.
Maumee didn't have to wait long to go for Gillespie's first win, hosting Woodward just a few nights later. Not that it was a bad performance against TC, but the improvement between game one and two was very noticeable. Maumee came out aggressive on offense, looking to push the ball every chance they got, but they understood when to pull it back out and set up the offense. Gillespie said his team was motivated after the loss to Toledo Christian.
We wanted to right that wrong. You know, we lost at home, and our number one thing is protect home at all costs. And I think the guys felt that, practiced really, really hard yesterday, and then we brought that energy to the game.
Will Kubitz led a balanced attack with 23 points, hitting 53% from the field, while also pulling in 6 rebounds. Twin brother Ben added 12 points, and Carson Grates had 8 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. Those three, along with Eli Dotson, give Maumee a deep and talented rotation in the backcourt.
And it's needed. You know, we play some really, really good teams this year. Guys that have, or schools that have really good guards. So thankful. I'm thankful that we have guards. They kind of push us and are the core of our team. So, you know, we need those guys to show up, and they did that tonight.
Down low, Abram Sutherland had 11 points and Mike Kiss had 8. Combined, those two shot 7 of 12 from the floor. Gillespie has been happy with the progress Kiss has made already this season.
Yeah, Mike, it's all about confidence with Mike. Mike has a skill set. He's good. But we just want him to know that. And then when he's feeling good, he plays well. I think he really felt good in that second half, and he showed what he can do.
Sure, the Panthers ran into a buzzsaw against Toledo Christian, but there's not going to be too many players who can pour in 44 points a game against Maumee like Carter Koester did. If you ask me, what we saw Tuesday against the Polar Bears is a lot closer to what we're going to see throughout the season. And that's very, very exciting. All right, that's the end of this week's Inside Maumee Athletics. I'll be back next week with another in-depth interview. I've got some great people lined up to close out 2024. You're not going to want to miss a minute. As always, we're lucky to have our supporters, the Maumee Athletic Boosters, the Mirror Newspaper, and Pride of the Panthers Photographers. If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at insidemaumeeathletics@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Inside Maumee Athletics on Facebook and YouTube, and at Inside Maumee ATH on Twitter. Until next week, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.